This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh taxpayers could be seeing a significant increase in their property tax bills. After the city said that the recent revaluation probably would not result in a large tax bill, now the city says even if the tax levy doesn't increase from last year, nearly all homeowners will have to pay more. Officials say the reason is that the valuation of commercial property came in much lower than expected. So residential property owners will have to make up the difference. The city council will not set the tax levy right until November the 10th. In the meantime, city staff will look for ways to cut the proposed budget. The Common Council also, on a 4-3 vote, decided to reject the school district zoning change request. The school district wants to build a track and football field on the old Merrill School site. Council members who voted against the plan say that the old school should not be torn down and should be converted into apartments instead. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board last night approved a new Title IX policy for its schools on a 5-2 vote. A great event is going on today as Oshkosh Corporation employees and volunteers join Feeding America from now until 7 o'clock tonight. They'll be working together packing food staples for those in need. The Oshkosh Corporation has done its Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event since 2017. The new operator of the Oshkosh Arena is having a job fair later this month. Venue Works has a number of both full and part-time positions to fill. The job fair is September 24th from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. Early bird pricing continues for the upcoming EIL luncheon and seminar through September 30th. The October 22nd event of the Civic Center will feature Steve Nguyen, and his topic will be, what does healthcare, hunting, and business have in common? Ministry. Tickets are now available at EILgroup.org and the Chamber. And the NEW Dragon Boat Festival is this Saturday at the Leach Amphitheater. The festival celebrates the diverse cultures of northeastern Wisconsin with music, food, and, of course, dragon boat races. Turning to sports, it's already week 4 of the high school football season. Oshkosh North entertains Menasha tonight. Tomorrow will be Lures Academy taking on Johnson Creek at 5 p.m. and Appleton North coming down to take on Oshkosh West at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Both games are at J.J. Keller Field. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.